today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum, so welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're speaking about hijab fashion in the view of Islam. Please listen to this episode. Salamu Alaikum. Today is Friday, 3rd of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to chapter An-Nur, verse 31.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنَّ أو آبائهن أو آباء بعولتهن أو أبناء بعولتهن أو إخوانهن أو بني إخوانهن أو بني أخواتهن أو نسائهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال أو الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على عورات النساء ولا يضربن بأرجلهن ليعلم ما يخفين من زينتهن وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون.
And tell the believing women to reduce some of their vision and guard their private parts and not expose their adornment except that which appears thereof, and to draw their head covers over their chests and not display their adornment except to their husbands, their fathers, their husbands' fathers, their sons, their husbands' sons, their brothers, their brothers' sons, their sisters' sons, their women, that which their right hands possess, or those male attendants having no physical desire, or children who are not yet aware of the private aspects of women. And let them not stamp their feet to make known what they conceal of their adornment. And turn to Allah in repentance, all of you, O believers, that you might succeed.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Allah has not mentioned the number of units or rak'ah in ritual prayers and that of ritual circumambulation of Kaaba, and has charged the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny with the task of stating the amount of measure of alms tax and many other issues, but Allah has paid attention to minimum issues of family, upbringing, and moral corruptions. By using female pronoun 25 times in this verse, Allah has paid attention to women. Thus, in this verse, the women's duties and responsibilities are mentioned.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need, anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
We're speaking about hijab fashion in the view of Islam. Be with us. The manner of dress of Muslims has drawn great attention in recent years, with some groups suggesting that the restrictions on the dress are demeaning or controlling, especially to women. Some European countries have even attempted to outlaw certain aspects of Islamic dress customs, such as covering the face in public. This controversy stems largely from a misconception regarding the reasons behind Islamic dress rules. In reality, the way in which Muslim dress is really driven out of simple modesty and the desire not to draw individual attention in any way. Muslims generally do not resent the restrictions placed on their dress by their religion and most regard it as a proud statement of their faith. Islam gives guidance about all aspects of life, including matters of public decency. Although Islam has not fixed a standard as to the style of the dress or type of clothing that Muslims must wear, there are some minimum requirements that must be met.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The role of modest fashion in Islamic culture. As for modesty and humility, adherence to Islamic dress codes emphasizing modesty and humility in attire remains paramount. We said if we want to make a balance, we need to take care of prioritizing values. Muslims are encouraged to prioritize their values and faith over fashion trends and societal pressures. The other factor that we named was expressing identity. Islamic attire can serve as a means of expressing one's Muslim identity and commitment to religious principles. And the last, but not least, avoiding extravagance. Muslims are advised to avoid extravagant spending on fashion and maintain financial responsibility. So all in all, fashionism from the perspective of Islam is rooted in the values of modesty, humility, and the pursuit of a deeper connection with the divine. While it encourages dressing modestly and avoiding extravagance, it does not prohibit following fashion trends altogether. The key is to find a balance between fashion and faith, where personal style and expression coexist with a commitment to Islamic values and principles. This balance reflects the nuanced interplay between cultural identity, spirituality, and the evolving world of fashion, making it a dynamic and significant aspect of the contemporary Muslim experience. Understanding And respecting these complexities are essential for fostering harmony and respect among diverse communities in our interconnected world.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
This is today's a special and beyond the clothing, behaviors and manners. Islamic clothing is but one aspect of modesty. Most importantly, one must be modest in behavior, manners, speech, and appearance in public. The dress is only one aspect of the total being, and one that merely reflects what is present on the inside of a person's heart. Islamic dress sometimes draws criticism from non-Muslims. However, dress requirements are not meant to be restrictive for either men or women. Most Muslims who wear modest dress do not find it impractical in any way, and they are able to easily continue with their activities in all levels and walks of life. Emphasize building faith first. This is one of the important tips for Muslim activists to deal with hijab. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Islam was sent to the Prophet gradually, and Muslims today must also implement Islam in this manner. That means that before anyone speaks to a sister about hijab, more important aspects of the faith have to be emphasized. The basic beliefs, pillars, the importance of praying, fasting, and etc. This gradual approach builds iman and conviction, and in fact was the method used by the Prophet. Jamal Badawi, a member of the North American Fiqh Council, says, "We fail to see any ayah, verse of the Quran, pertaining to hijab in the entire Meccan revelation that was given to the Prophet, that almost 13 years. The injunctions about more detailed aspects relating to the righteous Muslim community were revealed during the Medinan period, some in the middle and later part of that period."
There is a hadith that some people went to Imam Hassan and said to him, you know, your father used to dress so with humility.
Right.
He was very humble in the way he dressed. And you, on the other hand, you dress differently, you know.
Right.
And Imam Hassan had some expensive cloaks.
Right.
And Imam Hassan replied, he said, you know, my father was in a position where he was the Khalifa of all the Muslims, and the Muslims at that time were impoverished, mm-hmm. and he wanted to make people feel that he is one of them.
Right.
And that is why you find that a lot of the maraja, once they become a marja, once they become maraja, they are very humble. Because they have people who follow them that are poor. But Imam Hassan at that time became a minority. As you know, Muawiyah took away the Khilafah, he usurped the Khilafah, and he became a minority, and his Shia became a minority. And minorities are mistreated. So Imam Hassan wanted to give an impression that no, we're not weak and we're not
poor.
We're not poor. And with that, he wanted to keep the dignity of the mu'mineen.
Speaking about hijab, inshallah, we continue this interesting topic on this controversial and interesting topic on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget to listen to us, and till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي